It's time to stop focusing on what feels good in any given moment in your life. And it's time to start making decisions that are based on longer term outcomes.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired, no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Many of you know my history and the drug addiction and alcohol problems and criminal justice issues that I've struggled with in my life, you know, 15 to 18, 20 years ago. For many, many years, those were seen by me as the worst times of my life. And it wasn't until I started developing a gratitude practice that I came to a place where I see the motorcycle accident that I got into, which led to me breaking my leg, being in a wheelchair, and having crutches for over a year. I found myself grateful for those things. I'm grateful for the fact that while I was laying on the ground after the motorcycle accident, the cops decided to search my jacket and found a bunch of drugs in them and arrested me. And I'm even grateful for the SWAT team arrest that happened about 3 months after that at my house that really solidified that there was no way out of the trouble I found myself in, because I was always really good at finding a way out of trouble. And it was as if I needed a hard stop sign that said, you can't walk, you're in jail, you're facing prison. Is this going to be enough for you to change? That's how hard of a signal I needed to make that happen. And the reason I'm now grateful for those things is I can say with 100% certainty that I wouldn't have the life that I have right now if those things didn't happen. And what I learned, and it took me years to learn this, maybe even a decade, is that I actually need to embrace those most painful, most challenging times, because there's always the other side of the coin. And if what I decide to focus on is the pain, is the discomfort, is the stress, I'm missing sometimes the opportunity to focus on the lesson that is coming from those things. And the lesson for me in that moment, in that accident, in that arrest, and in everything else, was a simple one. And the lesson was, it's time to stop focusing on what feels good in any given moment in your life, putting aside all the other things you really care about. And it's time to start making decisions that are based on longer term outcomes, on things that will matter to you a year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line. And it was that lesson that took me a lot of work to learn, but that lesson that allowed me to go back to school, allowed me to commit to a marriage, allowed me to stay in that marriage when things got really, really tough. And I had to figure out, am I going to have what it takes to do the work to keep this marriage? I don't know that I would have gotten that lesson without those experiences. So I get to be grateful for some of the most painful times in my life. And it's that gratitude for the stress and the pain that allows me to have daily gratitude for some simpler things, because I understand the power that they have.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?